T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marty Griffin. Rich Fitzgerald, County Executive, joining me. Good morning, Fitz. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Hey, before we get into the COVID stuff, you remember Joe Emanuel from Central, right?
Sure, yeah.
Really impacted a lot of folks. Fantastic coach.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking out of hand here because the family has given us permission, but he's had a stroke. He's having a really difficult time, and we're setting up a GoFundMe, and we got to raise $25,000 to put in a bunch of ramps and that sort of thing at his house. And I'm going to be reaching out to you. He had a big influence on a lot of us, did he not, sir?
He absolutely did. Yeah. And it's, I have seen Joe. I see Joe once a year at least nowadays. I don't know if you know, you ever got to this, Marty, but on the anniversary of Mazeroski hitting the home run, you know, so many people gather at the wall on that day, October 13th, and I like to go myself. And Joe is always there. Joe's a kid that grew up in Oakland and remembers that day as a young man. And but yes, you're right. As a teacher, as a coach, he coached Dan Marino in baseball. Yep. Joe's a good guy.
Yeah, we've talked to Dan about helping us. So anyway, I'm going to reach out to you about that.
Yeah, I'll be helping. I'll be glad to do it. Anything I can do for Joe, he's a good man.
He sure is. And this is old territory, but maybe a new question. As the kids start talking about coming back to school, man, I tell you, it's disturbing to see L.A. shut down their schools, Fitz, with 900,000 kids at home. They've got to go back to school here, do they not, sir?
I agree with you. I think we have to. We have to do it right.
That's the key.
As a parent, I mean, you know, Marty, you're in the middle of this, and I think about back when my kids were in school. Kathy and I were talking about this last night. Would we send our kids back to school? And the answer is a yes, but. Conditionally.
Nice.
You know, you want to make sure that whatever they're doing, you know, they're wearing their masks, they're being distant, they're being separate. Maybe you're not eating lunch in school. Maybe, there's probably lots of different things they can do with gym class, activities, things like that. But, yes, a school is so important for lots of things, not just the learning. Yeah, you can do a lot of the learning online, but the interaction. And this is actually a great learning experience for kids that are, you know, going through this. They're going through this national sacrifice that they're part of, just like their parents and grandparents are part of it.
I'll tell you what. In an analogous way, Fitz, and I think you'll agree with this, there are certain nursing homes where they had 300 cases and folks died. Brighton, 80-plus folks, nearly 90 died, as a horrible example. In UPMC system, they have more than 30 facilities with thousands of seniors. They have one COVID case. So your point is my point. If they do it right, it'll be fine. If they don't, it won't. And Fitz, if a school district screws it up, this will spread like wildfire, and panics will freak out. It has to be done right, does it not, sir?
That's exactly right. People have got to be very conscientious about the kids, and the kids really do have to take responsibility and be part of this. You think back a couple generations, you know, we heard about our parents during World War II, how kids would, you know, bring scrap drives and be part of the war effort, the victory. We're at war. We've used that term before, but we're at war with a virus, and the virus can infect and get anybody, particularly our seniors. But, you know, so the kids can be brought in as part of the solution. And when you give kids a goal and a task and a challenge, they'll meet it. I think we can do that. But I do think it's important that, you know, you work on all these things together.
We got
One of the things I do want to get out real quickly, and we'll be releasing the numbers in a little bit. And I know I sent them to you. people are going to be a little bit shocked when they see the number. The number seems high, and it is, but the testing is also extremely high. So in many ways, it's one of our better days because the percentage is actually lower than it's been in about 2 weeks.
What is the percentage of infection?
Percentage around 7.5%.
All right.
So, but you're going to see the raw number that comes out. You know, it's over 300, and people are going to, you know, maybe freak out a little bit. But again, like yesterday when we talked, 70. Oh, is that great? Well, no, not really, because 70 out of 750 tests was about that 10% number. So again, we see this raw number sometimes, and we react in a certain way. It all needs to be put into perspective.
Hey, you know, you've been here every day, and I respect and admire the hell out of it because you've been kind of a whipping boy to some of this. Recently, they blame you for some of what's happened, and some people admire and respect what you're doing. It's kind of part of the play. So you touched on it. So you're going to go over 300 today, but the infection, the positive rate's 7%. And in all of Allegheny County, UPMC has 7 people on ventilators. Allegheny Health Network has 6. There hasn't been one kid in ICU at Children's Hospital, thank God. My point is, we have extremely low numbers here. There are folks that believe that from the governor on down, you throw out these numbers that are high and it panics everyone, yet no one will admit that the infection rate and the positive case rate and the death rate is extremely low. Do you agree with that?
To a point, okay, yes. Okay. And again, the reason I'm saying this, we in Allegheny County have only seen our numbers go up over the last few weeks. This has not been a long-term trend. So when you look around the country, when numbers start to rise, and if you don't do anything about those numbers rising, they continue to rise, and they rise a little bit out of control.
Right.
So you see what's happening in Arizona, Texas, California. You mentioned California. They're gonna shut down schools at two of the largest school districts in LA and San Diego. We don't want to get to that point. That's part of the strategy of, yes, you certainly don't want to overrun your ICU system, your ventilators, your hospital system, but you also need to keep the numbers manageable so that you don't have spread that gets out of control and you start to shut down schools. We start to shut down, you know, other businesses, and that's not where we want to go.
Hey, if I can have a daycare, and Rob Kane, who you know has one in Columbus, and they have more than 50 kids and not a positive test, if I can put 50 kids that are crazy into a daycare with no positive tests, why can't I put 50 people in an indoor restaurant, sir? Why?
If the 50 people act right and everything is handled right, you can.
But these are kids, man.
I understand that. And somehow, for whatever reason, they've been able to control it, whether it's the staff, whether it's – there's two things. You put a good plan in place. That's obviously important, and you put the infrastructure in place. But then you've got to have the people that carry it out and are religious about saying, you got to put that mask on. If you don't have the mask on, you have to leave. Those are tough things to do if you're a business owner, if you're a daycare, whatever it might be. But it's really about being conscientious, and if 50 people are acting properly – it's going to work. But if you've got 5 or 6 that aren't, they can disrupt the whole thing.
Okay, so you're going to have over 300 cases today, a positive. Everyone's going to freak. But again, only 7 hospitalizations. Any deaths, Fitz?
One.
One death. And again, with all due respect, and God bless him, that's bad, one. But it's negligible in terms of the data. So my point again, it seems as if we keep pounding and pounding and pounding the numbers, but we're not honest with people about we have a very, very, very low hospitalization rate here and a very, very, very low death rate. And we can't live with these numbers forever. We got to open up, sir. Is that a decent argument?
I think it is. And I think we have opened up a whole lot of things. When you think about where we were not that long ago, things like manufacturing, real estate, gyms, hair salons, it was not that long, you know, retail, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, opening things up is something we certainly want to do and have continued to do. It's a matter of doing it right. You talked about the schools, the daycares. If they're done right, that makes all the sense in the world. If they're not done right, you got to go in and that's what I think Dr. Bogan and her team are trying to do, be strategic in picking the hot spots and trying to curtail those.
Here's my biggest concern about the schools, and you know this because you've been in the meetings. Man, I'm cool. I'm going to tell my kids, man, someone might get sick. We're okay. We're all going to be okay. But you're going to have parents that do the freak out and we're all going to have 5,000 people packed into a meeting about shutting down the schools. We've got to condition parents to accept this mentally, because their kids will act the way they act, right?
Yes, and if you have overreaction on either side, if you have overreaction where you're afraid of every single thing, that doesn't work very well. And you're also the overreaction where people would say, don't wear the mask, don't worry about it, everything's going to be fine. You've got to follow the rules, but you've got to follow them in a good way. And you're right. I think the parents really need to be part of the solution, and with their kids, with the students, and with the staff and the superintendents and the school boards and work together. And I think it can work, but it's going to be a challenge. There's no question.
Oh, man. Rich Fitzgerald, thanks, my friend. Talk to you tomorrow. Appreciate you.
All right, Marty. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Big numbers today, but don't freak out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.